Only one board member, Charlottesville Representative James Rich, voted against the $197 million project. According to Rich, a lawsuit is going to be filed to block the bypass. Opponents told the board that the plan will still dump traffic back onto U.S. 29 in Charlottesville. At the same time, the Metropolitan Planning Commission in Charlottesville is expected to give its approval to the bypass proposal next week. The project will still have to make it past a federal environmental impact review. John Ogle, WCVE News.